Good morning, and I would first like to say that I am very happy to be able to be with you this morning and to preach God's word to you.
大家早，我首先想跟大家讲，我很高兴能够今天有机会在这里向你们宣讲神的话语。
I look forward to this opportunity to know you better as God's people.
我期望能够对你们这些神的子民认识得更清楚。
I also have not done this before with an interpreter, and so I don't know your language, and I'm sorry for that, and I hope you will be patient with me as I go through this with our interpreter.
我没有经过翻译讲道过，我也不了解你们的语言，请你们大家多多忍耐，我们把这一篇道讲完。
This morning, I would like to bring God's word to you by looking particularly at verses 3 and 4 of the scripture reading we just went through in 2 Peter 1.
今天早上我想特别借着我们刚刚念过的第三节跟第四节，把神的话语带给你们。
Brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ,
弟兄姐妹们，按主基督耶稣。
Grace, or the subject of grace, is really the great topic that the Apostle Peter is addressing in 2 Peter.
使徒彼得在彼得后书最主要所讲的这个题目就是谈到恩典。
In this letter, he not only wants to highlight grace, but he wants to highlight grace, and he wants to highlight the idea that flowing from grace is to be godliness.
在这一封书信里面，他不仅仅是强调恩典，他更从强调恩典流到谦敬里面。
You can tell that grace is a subject if you look at verse 1.
假如你看第一节，你知道恩典是这个主题。
He says, to those who through the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ have received a faith as precious as ours.
他说，写信给那因我们的神和救主耶稣基督之义与我们同得一样宝贵信心的人。
And you have to understand that word received is really a very strong word in the Greek language.
你们应该知道，接受这个字在希腊文里面是很重要的一个字。
It really means a grant. You have been granted faith.
也就是说，你们给了一个特有的特权，这个特权就是神的恩典，信心。
Sometimes in those days, a great king might give great blessings to the people that he ruled over.
在那个时候，一个伟大的国王会把很多的恩典赐给他底下的人。
And that's where this word is really coming from, saying that the great King God in Jesus Christ has granted you a gift of faith in Jesus.
所以这句话就是从这里来的。我们伟大的主耶稣基督，他把一个特权给你们，让你们接受他的信心。
And then in verse 2, he says, I proclaim to you grace and peace in abundance.
那么在第二节他说，我要让你们认识神和我们主耶稣多多的平安多多加给你们。
And now in verses 3 and 4, he says, I want this grace to abound in godliness.
那么在这个第三节跟第四节，他是说在你们的敬虔的生活上有更多的恩典。
So notice that we are called to a particular kind of life because of the gift of God's grace.
你们可以知道我们被呼召有一个特别的生命，这个生命也就是神的恩典。
So the first thing I want to look at this morning is what kind of grace is Peter talking about?
首先我们要看一下彼得这里所说的恩典是什么。
If you look down at verse 4, we'll start at verse 4 and we will take a look at a couple words there. Notice it says, through these he has given us his very great and precious promises. What Peter wants you to do is to be amazed at the spectacular blessing he has given to you.
Now, 彼得这里让你们知道，你们应该看神给我们这样多的恩典，感到特别的惊讶。
Precious,
宝贵的,
exceedingly great,
是超乎一切的。
He's piling up these phrases.
他把用这些各式不同的字句把它加在一起。
Because he wants you and me to be amazed at the greatness of the gift. Notice verse 4 says, through these.
那么第四节说,从借着这些,
what does he mean, through these? What are the through these?
他说的是什么,是从哪里来?
Well, he's referring back to verse 3.
他是指着第三节说的,
and the through these are his divine power.
这就是他的神的权力,
and the calling to of us by his own glory and goodness.
他呼召我们,
both of those phrases talk about God's power.
这些话是形容到 神的权力.
So the grace in view is a powerful gift of grace coming from the all-powerful God.
所以这个我们的恩典是从一个蛮有大能的神所赐给我们一个很伟大的礼物.
Now also look at verse 3 where it says that he has given us everything we need for life and godliness.
第三节他也说,他已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们.
What is the everything he's talking about?
他只说的一切是指什么?
Peter doesn't speak about it exhaustively in this letter, 2 Peter.
那么在这个彼得后书,彼得所讲的并不把所有都讲过。
But what he is saying is that the life of grace that he has given to us, the gift of grace he's given to us,
他这里说的就是他说神所赐给我们的恩典,
is every single thing necessary by which we can be right with God.
就是靠着这个恩典我们可以足够的跟神有正确的关系。
All the grace that we need has been given to us by God. It didn't exist in us. It was given to us.
所有的恩典都是神给我们的,我们自己并没有。
In verse 10, he says, remember your calling and election.
所以第十节说,不要忘记你们的蒙召跟拣选。
In love, God chose his people. That's everything. That's the everything he's talking about.
神借着爱拣选了我们,
he also sent his own son, Jesus Christ. And Jesus lived in our life and he walked in our world. He perfectly obeyed God's law in every single thing. He took our sin on himself. And on the cross, he paid the penalty for our sin. And so all of our sin can be forgiven because of the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross.
因为基督耶稣在十字架上牺牲, 我们的罪都可以得到赦免。
So our righteousness before God,
所以我们在神面前的义,
and the forgiveness of our sins,
我们罪的赦免,
that's part of the everything that Peter's talking about.
这就是彼得所说的一切里面的。
All of that was supplied by God.
这一切都是神为我们准备的。
And then the Father and the Son,
然后圣父跟圣子
poured out the Holy Spirit on his people.
把圣灵浇灌给他的子民。
And by the Holy Spirit,
借着圣灵
we are united to Jesus Christ.
我们与基督耶稣联合。
And all the blessings of Christ's redeeming work
所有借着耶稣的救赎工作的恩典
are applied to us by the Holy Spirit
都借着圣灵加给我们身上
See, those are everything necessary for life and godliness
所以这就是有关一切有关生命跟前进的事
So, Peter is not calling us to grow in godliness based on human power
所以彼得这里说他要我们在这个前进上生长并不是靠我们自己的力量
He's not calling you to exercise a godliness that you have in yourself
他并不是说要你借着你里面有的来操练自己得变成前进
Godliness will flow from grace
前进是要从恩典里面来的
And you can't grow in grace and godliness unless you have grace first in you.
你假如自己没有神的恩典，你没有办法能够过得前进。
I want to read from you from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30.
在我看那个哥林多前书第一章第三十节。
The Apostle Paul says,
使徒保罗说,
It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus.
你们在主耶稣基督里面是借着他,
who has become for us,
他为了我们,
wisdom from God,
从有神来的智慧,
that is,
那就是
our righteousness, holiness, and redemption.
我们的公义、圣洁跟救赎。
Do you see, Jesus Christ is our righteousness, our holiness, our redemption.
所以耶稣基督就是我们的公义、我们的圣洁、我们的救赎。
Jesus Christ is God's grace that we have.
耶稣基督就是神的恩典。
And when we are united to Jesus by faith,
当我们与基督在圣灵里一起联合的时候,
we have redemption, righteousness, and holiness.
所以我们就有救赎,有公义,有圣洁。
Now, why is Paul pressing that, why is Peter pressing that point home to us?
为什么彼得要向我们强调这一点呢?
Because in chapter 2, Peter is going to address the problem of some false prophets that are in the churches.
因为在第二节章里面,彼得会警告在教会的一些假的教师。
And I can't read that, but I would urge you to go home and read that this afternoon, chapter 2.
我现在不念,希望你们回去以后,今天下午把第二章念一遍。
But those false prophets taught that you can have grace.
那一些假教师说你可以有恩典。
But live in licentiousness and lust and out of a love of riches and out of a love of power.
仍然可以活着一些奢侈的淫乱的生活因为你们的私欲。
And the false prophet said, that's okay with God.
所以假教师说这些在神面前是可以的。
But the Holy Spirit says through Peter, that's absolutely wrong.
可是圣灵借着彼得说这完全是错的。
Grace requires change in your life.
恩典
Christ's grace is enormous.
基督的恩典是很大,
it's exceedingly great, and it,
超过一切的,
and it is precious.
也是更宝贵的,
and he says that grace must work out in your life in godliness.
所以说那个恩典要在我们的生命中要把它活出来，要表现出来。
But Peter is saying you would not change any other way.
但彼得说你不会改变。
We have received grace by divine power, God's power.
我们得到的恩典是靠着神的力量。
Now Peter wants you to hear this, and he wants you to meditate on this truth.
保罗让你听这个，不是彼得让你听这个，也要让你在这个上面多多的思想。
He says, think about it, this week, today, what you have been given.
你今天这个礼拜想一想，神给的你是什么。
But he says, when you think about it, also you must understand.
你想的时候，你一定要了解。
This gift of grace, come.
那个恩典的礼物,
commits you to something.
要你要委身,
it commits you to godliness.
要把你自己委身在前进的生活上。
That's the second point.
这是他的第二点。
Look at verse 3 with me, please.
我们一起跟牧师看第三节。
His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness.
神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们。
That word for means for a purpose, right?
它这个意思是有个目的的。
The purpose is life and godliness.
这个目的就是要有生命跟前进。
Now look down at verse 4 again.
我们现在回到第四节。
The second half of verse 4.
第四节的后半部。
So that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption of the world caused by evil desires.
叫我们借脱离世上从情欲来的败坏, 就得与神的性情有份。
Do you know what that divine nature is that we partake of?
你知道我们在神的性情上有份是什么吗?
Over the past 2,000 years, commentators have come up with many different ways to talk about what this divine nature idea is.
那么在过去2000多年, 很多的神学家给这个神的性情写了很多的定义。
What does it mean?
是什么意思?
Well, it does not mean that we become God.
并不是说我们变成神。
It does not mean that we become little gods.
也不变成我们变成小神。
It means that you are united with Jesus Christ spiritually.
就他是说我们跟耶稣基督在灵上有联合。
And you are being conformed to the righteous qualities of God.
我们要顺从神公义的特征。
Paul says we are conformed to the image of Christ.
所以保罗说我们要符合 神的性情的形象。
So the divine nature is that we are more and more going to reflect the image of Jesus Christ in our life.
所以就是在我们的生命上, 越来越能够反映出主耶稣基督的形象。
Notice that he's contrasting participation in the divine nature with corruption.
所以这里他是做了个对比, 是有神的性情上有份, 跟一切的堕落跟败坏做个对比。
What have we escaped? We have escaped the corruption.
我们脱离了败坏。
And why have we been brought to escape it?
为什么让我们脱离败坏?
So that we can be conformed to the divine nature.
这样我们就可以改变成有靠近神的形象。
That divine nature is the godliness that Peter is talking about in verse 3.
这个神性情就是在彼得在第三节所说的前进。
Remember verse 3, everything we need for life and godliness has been given to us.
记得第三节，神的神能已经将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们。
What is godliness? We have to ask that question.
我们要问什么是前进。
Godliness is a devotion to God that comes from grace.
前进就是借着恩典把我们献身给神。
And that devotion leads to actions and to a life that honors and pleases God.
那么这一个献身就是让我们过一个能够讨神喜悦让神得荣耀的生命。
Godliness loves God's glory. Godliness loves God's word. And godliness loves to follow God's commands.
所以前进让我们喜欢神的话语喜欢神的荣耀更喜欢神的命令。
So godliness is a lifestyle that you are to live in this world.
所以前进就是你们在这个世界上要过的一个生活的方式。
Now that is something that we are to strive for. This godliness is something we are to strive for.
这个前进是我们需要努力去做的。
So I'd like to take a moment to apply this by asking a question.
所以我想预花一点时间来问一个问题。
God calls us to godliness, so why aren't we more godly?
神既然呼召我们要我们过前进为什么我们不能更前进呢?
We need to ask that question very honestly before God.
我们在神面前很诚实的回答。
Peter himself raises the question in verses 8 and 9.
在第八节跟第九节,彼得也问了这个问题。
He says in verse 8 that we are not to become ineffective or unproductive in the knowledge of God.
所以在第八节说，他说我们应该在神认识基督耶稣上不至于闲懒。
He also says that some people have become nearsighted and blind and forgotten that they have been cleansed from their past sins.
他又说有些人已经眼瞎，只看见近处，忘记了他自己已经得了洁净。
That means some people that he is writing to were not growing in godliness.
也就是说他所写信的给的人里面有些是不前进。
Are we growing in godliness?
我们有没有在前进上生长?
Sometimes people are not growing in godliness because they are not converted.
有些人因为不前进因为他们还没有重生。
I'm not saying this to scare you or to try to make you doubt your salvation.
我并不是说这话来吓你，也不是让你对你自己的救恩有怀疑。
But the question is, are we truly converted to God?
所以问题是，我们是不是真真正正的重生？
Have the gates of eternal life been opened to you?
这个永恒生命的门是不是已经为你打开？
Have you crucified your old nature through faith in Jesus Christ?
你没有把你旧的性情借着耶稣基督已经钉在十字架上。
Sometimes we're very good at talking about Christian things.
有的时候我们谈到基督徒的事我们讲得很好。
And we're very good about doing many Christian things.
我们有时候做很多基督徒的事情也做得很好。
But the fact is, a person might do that and still not be converted to Christ.
但实际上呢，有些人虽然这样子做，可是并没有真正的在主里面重生。
And brothers and sisters, if that is you, then I would call you to repentance in Jesus Christ.
So, 弟兄姐妹们，假如你是那个人，我现在呼召你在神面前悔改。
Peter is preaching the gospel.
彼得在传福音。
And he's saying, repent and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and your sins will be forgiven and you will be saved.
他说，悔改，相信主耶稣基督，你的罪就会必得赦免。
And then you will be more and more able to live a life of godliness to God.
Then, 这样你就可以更能够过一个前进向神的生活。
Sometimes there is not godliness because a person is caught or entangled in a sin in their life.
有的时候人不能够前进，是因为在他生命中跟罪恶掺在一起，逃不开。
Maybe you have ongoing sin that you keep doing over and over and over again.
也许你有一些罪，你继续不断的在犯。
And when that happens, then we become ineffective or unfruitful.
假如这样子发生的话，我们就不能结果是就不能有效。
And again, if that is you, then I must call you to repentance.
假如这个是你的话，我也呼求你悔改。
But I want you to know that Christ is very merciful and Christ is gracious to those who are entangled in those sins.
所以我要让你知道，基督是有怜悯、有恩爱，他会饶恕你的罪。
And His power is able to break the power of your sins.
所以他的能力可以打破你的罪的能力。
Brothers and sisters,
sometimes
the reason there is no godliness, this is my final thing, is because we think we don't need to be more godly. We say, I'm pretty good. We say, I live a righteous life. But look at yourself and ask, what about the bitterness that's in your heart? What about the anger that you so easily let go? What about your lovelessness? Or what about lack of compassion that might be in your heart? I'm not saying that I know any of you well enough to say any of you have those things. But I also think we have to be very careful about this question of thinking that we don't need to grow in godliness. We are all sinners. We are all imperfect. And we will not be perfect until we come to heaven. But God is calling us to godliness. The reason He saved us is so that we would be godly. So, brothers and sisters, we need to heed this call.
所以弟兄姐妹们,
grace that makes us partakers of the divine nature.
靠着恩典,
God intends to lead us to godliness. God intends by His mighty power to renew us so that we will abound in all godliness. And remember, the grace of God is a mighty, mighty power. His grace is able to overcome all your sin. And able to live unto His glory. Amen.
Amen. Shall we rise, sing the responsive hymn?
第十二首,
number 12.